Across Friday the 6th and Saturday the 7th, Surrey Police join forces with partner agencies to tackle persistent rural crime issues across the county, including vehicle and plant machinery theft, poaching, road safety for horse riders and fly tipping. 33 vehicles were stopped and 5 vehicles seized on Friday, and 3 people were processed for potential waste disposal offences. On Friday night, more than 20 officers carried out proactive poaching patrols on and off road in Mole Valley and Waverley, including the use of drones across more remote rural communities. The intensive, targeted approach led to 4 men being stopped with dogs and lamps in fields in Shire, and a poaching investigation is now underway. 2 people were also arrested for drink driving and had their vehicles seized, and a man was charged and remanded for supply of Class A drugs. On Saturday, the Rural Crime Team joined forces with the Environment Agency's Fisheries Enforcement Officers and the Angling Trust to patrol a stretch of the River Mole, known for poaching and antisocial behaviour, and to carry out rod licence checks. Finally, close pass operations were carried out in partnership with the British Horse Society on roads in Normandy and Great Bookham, close to Parwood, and Great Bookham Equestrian Centres. These were designed to assess the reactions of motorists to horse riders on the road and advise where driver behaviour is dangerous or careless to the horse rider. There were 21 close passes across the 2 days, and all the drivers took the opportunity to have a short education session. 2 motorists were also arrested during the close pass operation for drug driving. Chief Inspector Chris Tinney from Surrey Police says this is the most significant rural crime day of action led by Surrey Police to date, and we're already planning the next.